Yes, y'all know what it is, man. It's the Earn and ISO show. If you don't know, now you know. The boys are back in town. You know what I'm saying? The Content Kings, your favorite podcasters, favorite podcaster. If you're new here, which we do get a lot of new viewers and audio listeners, you know what I'm saying? We ask that you rate, review, share, subscribe, all of those good things to show us that you appreciate the little things that we do. Let's get into the pod. The way we get into the pod, man. How was your week? How was your weekend?
Everything was lovely, man. Like I always say, man, I ain't got no complaints. I'm very grateful for that. I have no complaints, man. Y'all been showing us love. Now, I mean, y'all showing us a lot of love on that Beyonce versus Taylor Swift episode, man. We appreciate that. Now, I mean, y'all pushed that to over 100,000. Now, I mean, 100K views. Now, I'm saying, well, we over that. But, you know, I just appreciate that love, man. Now, I mean, I can't thank y'all enough, man. To be able to do so well, and then we got on YouTube last. Now I mean we was on other platforms. We just did audio for the first year. For the people that don't know, a lot of y'all been listening since you know the first year before we did video. We just did audio, but to kind of get on YouTube like later, and that be the last thing we be on, and then so now like for the numbers to shoot up for us to do so well. Know what I mean, man, just thank y'all for that, man. Truly, thank y'all. So,
yeah, man, definitely much appreciated. You know what I'm saying? As y'all know, this is Black History Month, and you know, I told y'all, man, every Tuesday I'm gonna try to get y'all, you know what I'm saying, somebody that we want to give our flowers to. So, this Tuesday is no different. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? On this Tuesday, we would like to honor, you know what I'm saying, G Money, mm-hmm. member of the CMB group. We want to honor G Money for playing a game of basketball in slacks and shoes, mm-hmm. which is not an easy thing to do. G Money's, you know what I'm saying, notable affiliates are Keisha, Dutta Man, Nino Brown, and that pretty motherfucker from the bank. Mm-hmm. So G Money, check up. You know what I'm saying? You saw that shit? Yo, they just kept throwing the ball at each other like, check rock. I'm like, yo, why is y'all playing like business attire?
Yo, you know the rules. That's brothers. No, he getting high. Like, classic. Did we ever do a movie review on New Jack City?
No, we never did a joint on New Jack City.
Man, we might do that joint, man, just for nostalgia purposes, you know what I'm saying? Man. Yeah, man. You know what I mean? So happy Black History Month. Salute the G-Money. You know what I'm saying?
They out there,
fucking up.
The thing about it, though,
fuck up.
They was out there playing on their shoes and slacks with right. no shirts on.
Right. Listen. You know what I mean? Black History Month, so royal fuck up. You know what I mean? Don't get high on supply.
Hell yeah.
Start getting supply. You know what I'm saying? Judgment all fucked up, know what I'm saying? See, this is the thing, know what I mean? Let me get into it
good.
Real quick, know what I mean? Yeah, Black History Month is always the fuck up in your crew, the fuck up in your family.
Right.
Who, they want to be the man so bad, want to do their own thing so bad that affects your judgment. Mm. You just start dealing with any damn body. Turn out you're dealing with a goddamn cop.
Right.
Because you just wanted to try to do your own goddamn right. thing so goddamn right. bad, now you ain't even thinking straight.
Right.
Then you getting, I mean, then you getting high.
Right.
What sense do that make?
No, he ain't get high. He married the crack pipe. I mean, I
was right.
like, you may now kiss the bride. I was like, right. whoa. I was like, whoa.
What's you see what
going
I'm saying?
On, dog?
I mean, like History Month to all y'all fuck ups.
I mean. Yeah, because that definitely was a movie for it. You know what I mean? You had Chris Tucker clean his act up. My man go right back to the same issues. I'm like, yo, y'all can't get right for nothing, yo.
No, man. Real, listen, man, that's real, man.
Yeah,
that's
is.
Real. It's people, yeah. know what I mean? People in your lives like that.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Yeah, and it's some G-Money niggas out there.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Know what I mean? That'll fuck your whole situation up because they just dying to be the man.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Like how Rico said in Paid in Full. Niggas want to be the man just cuz.
Right.
Even though he did some foul shit too, that was real. Even the broke clock is right twice a day. That's
yeah.
for real. Some
yeah.
people just want to be the man just cuz.
Right.
So,
you
yeah, man.
That. You know what I'm saying? then when shit the fed, you will go back to him, my brother's keeper.
Right.
Whoa, bro, you just this shit all going down because of you.
Yeah, man.
What are you talking about?
Shout out for the classic line, fuck that whole bitch. That's
yo.
Fuck the chicks, that's what I mean. And your feelings over. Oh, I mean, we all into it now. Listen, what I mean. All in his goddamn feelings over a chick.
Right.
That you just supposed to be passing around.
Right.
You feel a way about her, though.
Yeah.
So your judgment is off. And all facets of your life, your judgment is off.
Right.
You shouldn't be. You're smoking crack. No sin would it do to people. Your judgment is off there.
Exactly, yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, you want to be the man and do your own thing so goddamn bad that your judgment is off, you end up messing with a cop. Because you didn't even vet this person thoroughly and you find nothing about the dude.
Right.
You have a couple conversations with him and they say, no, oh, he down. Judgment is off with that. Know what I'm saying? A chick you need to just be popping and dropping. No, you care about it. You mad because she answered the phone. She messing with you, right? That's your man. You shouldn't even care.
Oh, we already saw that before they even got to that part. Remember, he was like, I told you she can't have no babies. Why you tell her that? Why did she even, like, I'm like... What conversation were you telling her about Nino girl? I told you she can't have no babies.
Right.
What?
Pillow talking ass nigga. See? That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. Y'all be careful for the niggas like that out there.
You
cause you sitting around thinking like, yo, why do you care about this chick so much? Well, nah, I mean, she a chick, you don't, nah.
Right.
See? Some niggas, they judgment is off.
Right.
They want to be the man so goddamn bad, making a bunch of wrong choices in position to win. Just play your position.
Yeah.
Play your goddamn position, bro.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, let that be a lesson to, yeah, his judgment is off in every facet of his life.
It was, dog.
His judgment was off. You know what I'm saying?
He started judging his man because his man was fucking a whore. This bitch was a whore when you met her. Now you manage him. I'm like, what? All right, fam.
Because you feel a certain way about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What you see what I mean? Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So, man. Y'all be careful out there, man.
Can't lose yourself in a woman, dog. Listen, Nino was with her, bro, for years. He was on some shit like, cancel this bitch. I buy a new one. I was like, why you had to put a champagne on her, though?
Yeah, but see.
Yo, man.
See.
Nino's on some other shit.
But that's the thing that Nino did right. He was in the street. He picked a chick that wasn't involved nothing in that.
Right, right.
He wouldn't have got him a whole opposite chick. G Money want to get the chick that's around and she liked that she would just be with the next person. You know what I'm saying? That got money too and all this and that. No, Nino picked the right type of chick though.
Right.
Chick that don't, know what I mean? That ain't got nothing to do with this. The girl next door type. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the thing is crazy is, know what I'm saying? Nino, you ain't never like her brother, but her brother was the one who had the brain in the business sense.
Exactly, yeah.
Know what I mean? Who helped you build your shit up.
Right.
Know what I mean? But you niggas shit, I don't like you because you some pretty motherfucker.
Right.
Bring you around, know what I mean? The bitches pry on, who that?
Right.
Nino probably looking, fuck this nigga. How you gonna say, how you gonna not like a nigga that helped you scale your business up? Help you get more money than you ever got in your life.
Nino shit.
But you hate that, but you don't like this nigga though.
Man, stabbed him in his hand for no fucking reason.
No, he's saying that because he never liked him. Pretty motherfucker. No, that's what he let you know.
Yeah, that man was like, Nino!
Nino!
Never liked this motherfucker.
Pull yourself together, dog. Man just helped you make more money than you ever made in your fucking life.
Right.
But you don't like the nigga because you think he a pretty motherfucker.
He ain't had nothing to do with the whole situation.
Right.
You trying to figure out why the whole enterprise was there.
I'm talking to this nigga. I stabbed this nigga in the hand. Talking to this nigga. You mad yelling at this nigga. Like, what?
Dog. That shit was wild. Like, that nigga had nothing to do with the whole situation.
Just don't like this nigga. That's now this nigga come around the bitch's ass and body. I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
When this nigga come around, everybody asking about who that. You know what I'm saying? All that shit. know what I mean? So, nigga, yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Yeah, man. So we might have to do a movie review or something like that just for nostalgia purposes, man.
You think about it, you're right. Because you don't think about that shit when you're young, you watch it. You don't carry that shit with you all the way to the courtroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, me, if I go down, everybody come with them. He was like, it was all such and such. Pretty motherfucker from the bank. Right. I'm like, damn, you still holding on to this shit?
Yeah. Every time you come around, every chick is who that? What's up with him? You know, who that?
Yo.
Price like, bringing these bitches around and shit. Asking about this motherfucker.
Dog. Yo, Nino's a wild boy, dog. He's a wild boy.
Yeah.
He carried that hate with him just the whole time.
Yeah,
that
nigga.
Shit with him. You're right. He hated the hell. He hated the shit out of boy, man.
Yeah, that's wild, man. Yeah, that's wild when you think about it.
Hell yeah, this shit wild. You know what I mean? Nigga, we was in a fucking, we was in a room like this, in the back of a store. Now we got our own fucking establishment. We good and shit. You mad at me? I'm like, man, the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exit time. Time to roll out. Niggas don't know when it's time to leave. Cause that shit was a sinking ship at one point. Niggas don't know when it's time to leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but,
yeah, you definitely got to do a joint for that, because that shit was classic.
Yeah, but, damn, who's this talking about? All right. This been going on since the whole Eminem, Benzino thing, you know what I mean, started up back up again or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And before we get into that, before we get into that, might as well talk about the whole Drink Champs thing that everybody's talking about.
Okay.
Benzino was on Drink Champs. And people were saying that, some people been saying this before the Benzino episode, that he felt like that Drink Champs sometimes can sometimes exploit the people that they have on there.
I got you. Somebody business model.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now I mean, I've been seeing that on Twitter like all day. Like I said, I don't call it X, I call it Twitter. I'm going to forever call it Twitter. So I've seen a lot of people going back and forth with that today. Let me start by saying I do understand that you feel like, yeah, that their business model is, I'm going to sit down here, I'm going to put all this in front of you, all this alcohol in front of you, and if you get to drinking and you get to talking, you might say something that you... Otherwise, white might not say,
right,
or might not even want to get into if you haven't had a few drinks.
Right.
So that part I understand, and I do also understand the part of, well, everybody's grown, man. They don't got to drink. There's some people that don't even drink when they go in there. They tell you, I don't drink.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? But so some people feel like, they do exploit people. Some people feel like, well, people grown, man. They don't got to drink when they go on there.
Yeah.
So I understand it from both sides. But when they showing some of the clips I've seen from about how Benzino answered some of the questions, the thing about Eminem, and when he was talking about, you know, his daughter is in the music business now,
mm-hmm.
which she's a dope artist too.
Yeah, shout out Cora LeRae.
Yeah, no, I mean, she's a very dope artist. You know what I mean? I'm not just saying that because that's his daughter. You know what I mean? If you didn't even know his daughter, I mean, people agree that she's a dope artist, even if it wasn't his daughter. But about how that, like, might have made the road harder for her, because it's some people who may not want to deal with her or be bothered with her or connect with her or do business with her because of their feelings about him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whether it was just him or because he kind of been at odds with Eminem for the last 20 years or whatever.
Right.
And so I understood where he was coming from. And some people was like, man, why he sounding like that? Because you may not have want, I mean, I'm not a parent, but I feel like parents can agree with this, that you trying to make your child's journey a road in life somewhat easier than you may have had it, especially if you might have had it tough. So he probably felt the way about like, man, I might have made her journey a little harder. You know what I'm saying? My actions, because some people was petty like that. Some people was vindictive like that. Some people may not give her an opportunity or do anything with her or try to block something that she may have going on because how they feel about him.
Right.
You know what I mean? We ain't gonna act like that don't happen in life. You know what I mean? Somebody may not like her or prevent her from an opportunity or something like that because of how they feel about him.
True.
So I can understand where that may have came from, but I also understand like that just came out the way he was sounding. Some people felt like, man, you're not supposed to go out like that in front of no camera. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we also spoke about how alcohol and everything, you know what I'm saying, you know, emotional altering, you know what I'm saying, things were in place that maybe he didn't want to do it like that, but shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
Shit happens, man.
Yeah, but that whole, let me just talk about the drink chest thing for a minute. I can understand what people say when they would be like, well, do you get people on there that, and then you put a bunch of alcohol in their face, and then once they get to drinking, they start talking, and he may say something that some people may feel like, why didn't you just take that out? How come they put that part out? Know what I mean? They could have took that out.
Right.
I mean, I understand when people say that, because some of that stuff, I'd be like, man, why some of that make that on the air? Because you remember the whole Lamar Odom joint?
Yeah, that was wild. That's what I was thinking in my mind. Because we know the issues Lamar dealt with, right? It could be another artist that just, I dealt with alcoholism, but it wasn't open to the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't let y'all know. So now I'm in this position, and I mean, I could be reliving these things that I went through. So you got to be careful, you know what I'm saying? You got to be careful in certain situations.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, but the Lamar Odom situation was wild. Because we know what he dealt with.
Mm.
We personally know what he dealt with. You know what I'm saying? And you could just see him going through the emotions on there when he was like, yeah, I feel like you setting me up.
Mm.
And I'm just like, wow. Like, you know what I'm saying? He went through all that right there. So, yeah, man, at some point the model has to change. I'm not gonna say it has to change because they can do whatever they want, but I don't know what type of paperwork that they make you sign when you go in there, because I can believe if I'm ingesting all this alcohol, then I leave, what's to say if I get in an accident?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Are y'all held liable? Because I'm pretty sure they got paperwork and everything. I mean, people got lawyers, they got paperwork and everything that, yo, like you said, we not putting a gun in your head to make you drink. You drinking on your own free will. You know what I mean? But you still, I just think like, I mean, for me, I would like it to change.
Mm. Yeah, so I just wanted to speak on that for a minute, because I know that's the clip I've been seeing all day long, and everybody's talking about. Now, I mean, so you know, some people feel like, you know, they're not forcing nobody to drink, and some people feel like, man, they do kind of exploit. That show do kind of exploit people.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand.
They got a drinking game on the show.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, you know, once you went to it, it's like you went to it. Once you went to it, and Nori see you went to it, every 5 minutes is like, let's take a shot.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And to me, it's like, I don't know what is the benefit. What does that benefit the show? I mean, we know what it benefit the show, but what, like, if it's something that I came here to talk to you because I trust you as being, you know what I mean, an artist, you being Nori, somebody I probably, you know what I mean, grew up listening to. If I'm going to say something to you openly, I'm going to do it openly. I don't need the alcohol to add anything that I'm going to say to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what it benefits the show.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I just want to talk about that right there for a minute. Because that was, you know, I guess the Twitter debate or whatever for the day. But, real, this episode, we're finally getting into what the episode is about. This been going on for the last, I don't know, I guess week or so, whatever, a couple weeks over since the, like I said, since the whole Benzino, Eminem back and forth, now I mean, came about again.
Yeah, they've been beefing for 21 years.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, but it was, you know what I mean? It was, it was somewhat quiet for a few years.
Yeah.
Because from what I know, because, you know, like I said, I'm not the avid Eminem listener, so I don't know if he was sending shots at Milan to him through a song here and there, because I'm not up on that, mm-hmm. all of that. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, that, no, man, that it sparked back up again. So now that's all been hearing. And then, you know, that goes into the whole everybody bringing back up, well, is Eminem a guest in hip hop and all this and that? And can we say he's one of the best, or he's the best because he's not black? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So of course, that started that back up again. And I started thinking about, and like I said, I'm gonna tell the truth. I'm not no avid Eminem listener. You know what I mean? I have not listened to Eminem in like some years. Really, okay. Really listened to him. Now I'll hear a song here or there, but as far as sit down and actually listen to Eminem, I have not done nothing like that in years. So, but not even before y'all jump in the comments and start writing whole goddamn paragraphs. Well, listen to this song. Well, in this song he said this, or this song he said that. Bro, I probably ain't hear that song. Or if I did hear it, I don't even know what the song is. Like, yeah. I said, I'm not even up on it no more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But this whole debate, you know what I mean? That's why, what I put on the sign said yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the whole, is Eminem a guest in hip hop? You know what I mean? Yes or no? Is Eminem still invited to the cookout? Yes or no? Because we need to, you know what I mean? That sparked in my brain. Let me really talk about this, because it was in my mind for like since the whole Eminem and Benzino thing came back about. Like, because, you know, now everybody want to go back and say, well, he a guest in hip hop. You know what I mean? Ever since that term came out, well, who's a guest in hip hop, and who's a part of really part of hip hop, and who's just a guest?
Right.
So how can somebody say he one of the greatest if they just a guest? How you going to be one of the greatest if you a guest?
Yeah, I don't like that phrase myself.
Yeah, so.
Not a fan of that. Because my thing is, like, a lot of people regard Michael Jordan one of the greatest basketball players. A lot of people say LeBron James. Are we guests in the NBA?
Right.
Because that shit wasn't, and like, we started that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So are we guests in the NBA? So that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Because, I mean, I heard somebody, which is true, because the game of basketball wasn't invented by a white man.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so are we guests there? Can we say that, you know what I mean, we consider ourselves GOATs for being part of something that we didn't start? Because that's the whole Eminem thing. Well, it's, you know what I mean, it's something that we started, so how can we give the credit to somebody else that don't look like us? I mean, okay, can we call Tiger Woods a guest in golf? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when it's us, we give each other the GOAT title when it's us on something that we didn't start.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's somebody else that step into something, it's like, we like, no, we can't let them overtake us. Man, this shit is happening. It is what it is.
Yeah, so, yeah, and that's my thing. If he wasn't, would people say that, or would it be a debate? Well, I understand that, how do I want to say this? If people wasn't saying that he was great or one of the greatest,
mm-hmm.
will we even be talking about this?
No.
You know what I mean?
What would the conversation be?
If he would just be like, all right, he was just another decent rapper that some people liked in the bunch.
Right.
Because Eminem is not the only white rapper.
True.
You understand what I'm saying? So are all non-black people that participate in hip-hop, are they all guests?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yo, y'all guests, so... y'all can do it, but when it's time to hand out the accolades and awards and people saying that who's the greatest and who's the best, y'all disqualified from that because y'all not black.
But the thing about it though, right? We calling people guests. We already went through this last week with the Beyonce Taylor Swift thing. What part in hip hop do we contribute to say that we can tell somebody who guessed and who not? Because we already done broke down certain areas where we don't pay, you know what I mean, to promote, or, you know what I'm saying, for artists, you say, you don't pay for their stuff. So if I'm not paying for anything within the genre that I'm saying, like, I'm telling you who this is, how can I tell you who's, you know what I mean, invited to the cookout, or, you know what I mean, who that? Eminem is one of the highest selling musical artists of all time. Mm-hmm. One of the. So, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. We don't support our artists in a way, like we said before, our fandom go to a certain point. We don't support them, you know what I mean, when it comes to money sometimes. We don't. But then we want to dictate who allowed to come in and who not allowed to come in. You're not really playing a part within this genre to tell anybody nothing. You ain't donate nothing to it. Because you got a streaming service on your phone, you feel as though that dictates to you who you can tell can come in and who can't come in. Mm-hmm. What? Come on, man. Stop it. The people that don't look like us play a way bigger large, a bigger part in this, you know what I mean, industry than we do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You just wrapped my mind with that. Because I want to say this, okay, his popularity may have got people who otherwise didn't listen to hip-hop to start listening to hip-hop.
True, yeah, hell yeah.
Because I know people that aren't black that they didn't listen to hip-hop. They'll tell you that Eminem got me listening to hip-hop.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, yeah, he may have helped the genre grow.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because I'm pretty damn sure it's a lot of people who started listening to hip-hop because of Eminem, and they started discovering other artists.
Yeah.
Because everybody, because I remember back when he came out, and you know, the whole, you know, my name is and all that.
Right.
Some people I know, you know, this is the thing we say in the black community about, man, don't nobody play that shit in the barbershop.
Right, yeah, so yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. The shit not barbershop approved.
Don't got the stamp of approval.
If ain't official barbershop approved,
right.
It don't count.
Right.
That's how some people in hip hop are.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? That's how we are in the black community. If it's not barbershop approved, it don't count.
Yeah.
No, it do count because we the only people that did it then. That's like said, same thing with Drake. You know what I mean? He was like, he not barbershop approved.
Right.
You know what I mean? Okay. But people in the barbershop is only people that's not listening to it.
Right.
Everybody else in the world is.
The 20, 30 of us. Matter? We don't never come here and turn that Eminem on.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So, no. They got them. The football stadium full of people.
Right.
That come see when they perform.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But so yeah, we do keep that.
I think we got this false sense that we think we moved the needle though. In our mind, if we don't like it, then don't nobody listen to it. Cause me and my people don't listen to it. We don't move the needle the way that we think we do. The Super Bowl that just came on, they said was the highest, the most watched event since the moon landing. And I was arguing with somebody like, yo, that was, dog, they said the most watched event since the moon landing. I'm like, yo, that was all Taylor Swift. No, fam.
Right.
Fam, that was her.
Right.
We don't move the needle like we think we do, dog. Right. We don't. You know what I'm saying?
We got to get Usher some of that too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out to Usher.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, come on, man. That's crazy when I heard that. It was like, yo, that was the most watched event since the moon landing.
7 o'clock on the dot, you're in the drop top.
But even that, like, people was, it had mixed reviews. People like, yo, Usher, why did you choose Usher? He not that good. You know, the Monday after the Super Bowl, taking my kids to school. Sports radio, they was like, why did they have Usher there? He's not an icon. I'm thinking in my head, like, Usher not an icon. But it's people that's on the radio that don't look like us. They didn't grow up with Usher like we did.
Listen.
So they got different experiences.
It's crazy. It's people that, because just like somebody that may go on there that we don't maybe not listen to their music.
Right.
But I may have heard their name my whole life, but I don't listen to their music.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's people that don't listen to Usher.
Right.
So Usher's not big to them. Just like I said, Eminem, Drake, they not big to the barbershop. True. They big in the world.
They're not big in the
barbershop.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because like you said, we keep that hip hop elitist attitude when it comes to that. Like to the street corner, the barbershop. If it's not approved by us, it don't matter. No, we starting to realize that, and I just said that, like, you kind of age out of, you'll always listen to hip hop, but you kind of age out of hip hop real quick. You're not the people that move the needle. To us, we still matter, you know what I mean? No, people don't bump that in our cars. No, you don't bump it in your cars. There's plenty of people who listening to Eminem in a car.
Yep.
Know what I mean? We just not it. Know what I mean? It's just us. Know what I mean? We this many people when this many people do. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So we think the world revolves around us.
Yeah.
The world don't revolve around, because that's how we are in the black community. I keep it real.
Right.
Everybody think the world revolves around the street corner.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whatever going on in the streets, elements of the street corner, in the barbershop. So if it don't mean nothing there, it don't mean nothing at all. No, right. The whole world is, they selling out football stadiums.
Yep.
And some of these motherfuckers can't get people to come, I mean, to fill out a storefront church.
Exactly. Right.
You know what I mean? But they'll say, this person's dope, that person's dope. Well, that person came and did a show on the sidewalk and wouldn't sell that joint out.
Right.
If it was free, it'd be people just walking past.
Right.
People wouldn't even stop to listen to him if they didn't even cost them nothing. But then such and such, Drake or somebody, I mean, somebody come down here and then they don't even have that joint in the basketball arena. They got that joint in the football stadium.
Right.
Because that many people.
Yep.
So, yeah, that right there, because I remember, people not knowing who that Beyonce and Destiny's Child was.
Mm.
I remember going back in the, this was a long time ago, back when the Sixers was in the NBA Finals. They played the Lakers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They had the game in Philly.
And they had the Lakers shit on.
Yeah, yeah. I went to the, I was actually at the game.
Yeah, we booed the shit out of them.
Yeah, me and my father was at the game.
Yeah, we booed the shit out of
right?
him. Right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, we actually booed Destiny's Child. People actually booed Destiny's Child. Yeah, we booed. Because most people had no clue who was that. When they was performing, it was people in the stand because I was at the game. Who is this? Why they got that on?
Right.
Oh my God, why they got these girls out here with Lakers gear on in Philadelphia? And people was booing them. Everybody, I mean, the people that knew who Destiny's Child was cheering them, you know what I mean? And was cheering them.
Right.
But if you're in an arena and half the people don't have no clue who you are, the majority of people have no clue who you are.
Right.
Because, you know what I mean? You're not they flavor. Like I said to say, you got a bunch of...
And plus, like you said, not to cut you off, it's a basketball game. We didn't come there to see y'all, so it's not really their audience. It's not like they was like, yo, Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? It's a basketball game. Just like, that's the take I was taking on how people was perceiving Usher. And it's like, yo, it wasn't good. People there said they didn't like it. Well, it was people there went there to see the Super Bowl. They not like Usher. They didn't come there. It ain't like Usher was like, it's going to be a show for me and I'm performing. You know what I mean? You knew that was a halftime show, but people who came there to see the Super Bowl.
Right.
So the same way, like, because I remember that shit, we booed them. Like, but we came there to see the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? You right, though. I agree with you, man. Like, yeah, the way we perceive shit is totally offsetting.
Yeah. Yeah, because we think if it ain't nuts, it ain't nothing. And like, true. No, you gotta realize you do not move the needle no more.
Nope. I don't even know when we did.
Your fucking opinion don't mean... I mean, back in the pride, back when we was younger. You know what I mean? Back when we was younger.
Mm-hmm.
But then once hip-hop grew, like I said, it's our thing. But like I said, yeah, but you kind of right with that, because in order to sell the records some of these people sell...
You got to go beyond us.
Yeah, you have to go beyond the barbershop.
You got to go beyond us, yeah. Dog, remember growing up, it would be designers, like big-name designers talking about something, I don't want y'all wearing my shit.
Mm-hmm.
We would think like, damn, that's crazy. Why would you kill, like, yummy your brand like that? But in reality, you're not killing it.
Your brand?
I don't want y'all wearing my shit.
Right.
And my shit's still going to be successful. We think, like, oh, you don't want us? All right, watch. That shit ain't going to do good. It's going to do great without us.
This right here, because I don't know if you've seen it or not. What's the young boy that streamed?
Kai.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He walked in the store. And the people immediately walked up on him like, yo, y'all can't record in here.
Okay.
So they started talking. They whole thing was, well, you know, we can't record in here. Us recording, one of the people, one of the people was in his entourage or security guard was like, well, this, you know, it'll get exposure for your store. Boy quickly shut that down like, dog, we don't need that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You don't need that because... If your store is already doing well, like, no, right, this store right. been, no, I mean, we do our thing, dog. We don't, you not.
Right. And plus your audience is not even like you know what I mean, that's going to come here and really buy products. You know what I mean? From me. Yeah, you right. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, we, Now I mean we good. Trust. Now I mean that, but that's how it came. But I understand where that came from. Because mm-hmm. some people in the comments, I don't know if they was younger, and I was like, well, why would they say that? Because if he want to come in here, no, you gotta understand. Some of these girls been around.
Yeah, for a long time. They
haven't been around for 5 minutes like some of these people who are now famous. And that's no diss to Kai, but now I mean that's why some of these, like, you gotta understand, some of these brands been around for years. They already established. You know what I mean? They don't need you to big them up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Trust me. We are bigger than, their attitude is, though, we are bigger than you. Now, we have stood the test of time. Some of these people ain't stood the test of time yet. Just like when people be like, oh, you know, because I even be saying that, like, yo, you know, yeah, you do know some of them brands think that black people wearing their stuff devalues it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Why would they do that to the customers? Trust me, they don't need our money.
They don't. Yep.
Some of them brands been around since before most of us was born.
Yep.
They got decades. They got decades in. Decades. People come along on some Johnny Come Lately. Man, you've been famous 5 minutes, dog. That brand got 60 years in.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You've been famous for 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Some of these brands got decades in. Like I said, decade is older than us. Gucci, Louis Vuitton, and all of them.
Yeah.
Older than us. They was here before we was even born. They got time in. Now, I mean, not to say those are the ones that said that, but I forgot which one was in the people were saying that the owner said black people wearing that kind of like divide their brand.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I knew you were talking about.
They'll take your money, but I mean, I believe it when I hear people say that. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? People that I know that been around them type of people, that being like them, you know, that send them around in them fashion shows and all that, and been around them type of people. I believe that when I be hearing that from people that I know was in like around and that about that. That they prefer that the hip hop community, especially hip hop community, don't mess with their brand.
Right.
They feel like we'll burn something out.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then that make other people, okay, once the whole hip hop community start wearing it, other people just don't want to be bothered with it.
Right.
So, damn, we done went off somewhere else.
Yeah.
But back to what I was saying, man. Yeah, so which one is it? You know what I'm saying? Is he a part of it or he's not a part of it?
Right. I don't even think he cares.
You see, I mean, yeah, now he don't care, but but this episode ain't even really about, it's about him, it's about how we, because we just keep talking every time something happened,
that's,
and when them names in it, it sparked this whole debate.
But that's kind of like, they're thinking of my generation is the best generation. We always want to hold on to shit like it's all ours. No, it's only MJ. I know y'all talking about LeBron, but MJ. That's all, like, that's that type of shit. Mm-hmm. So when a new motherfucker come in, they step in and they like interfere with your memories or how you look at things. It's like, no, I mean, Eminem nice, but he ain't no Jay-Z. That's how we are.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? No, he cool, but like, no, Nas is really, you start adding shit. If Nas was white though, mm-hmm. he would be like, that's what I'm saying, like, he not though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You want to add extra shit to make you feel better about how you feel. Eminem is running shit in hip-hop. Mm-hmm. He's running shit. It don't matter if you listen to it or not.
Mm-hmm.
He running shit. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, so, and that's what be killing me when some people saying stuff. I'm like, well, the most popular people, yeah, some people don't listen to. We don't listen to. You know what I mean? You don't listen to.
But that's because we don't relate to it.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of music. You don't have to. We act like we got to relate to everybody. Eminem, the people that relate to Eminem, their audience is way bigger than us.
Right.
The people that relate to our shit, like, we be like, damn, why Kiss ain't as big as he should be? Because the shit that he do, a lot of people can't relate to that type of music.
Right.
A lot of people don't go through the shit that he talking about.
Right.
Because we love it and we relate to it. We think everybody should.
Yeah, know what I mean? Because a lot of people say that such and such is dope, such and such is hot. Well, he talking about being in the trenches and selling drugs. The average person that might buy a Drake record can relate to what Drake say.
Exactly.
I can't relate. Know what I mean? They can't relate to bagging up dope and getting in shootouts over right, street corners.
Right, right.
They can't relate to it.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? They can't relate to, so they can't relate to it. Know what I mean? That music is more relatable. It's more popular because it's more relatable.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
Everybody did not come in the street. Everybody did not come from the street corner or knowing people that was in the drug game and all this and that.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of people don't. We think that our reality is everybody's reality.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody grew up walking past people that sold drugs on the corner.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? Everybody, no, some people would have no involvement and never been around the street element. Know what I'm saying? Yep. The majority of people in this world never touched a real gun in their life.
Right.
They cannot relate to nothing that you, know what I'm saying? This person is dope. How come they not bigger? Because the people that relate to them Is this many people?
Right.
And people love Drake and Eminem because this many people can relate to him.
Right.
When, like you said, a person like Kiss, this many people can relate to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, most people cannot relate to the things that are associated in the street, the elements of the street and the things that most people rap about, that we love because we come from that certain type of neighborhood. A certain type of upbringing where it's relatable to us.
Right. Right.
And then on top of that, the thing of the moon, because Tupac said it best, man. Y'all making music for niggas, y'all make music for women.
Yep.
Even women that's from the hood don't want to hear that, because women from the hood love Drake.
Yes, they do. Yep.
They love somebody like Drake. They don't want to hear a bunch of shit about being in the goddamn trenches.
Yep. And Drake's so smart, he know, like,
he know.
For the motherfuckers that want that, I'm going to do a joint with Savage. I'm going to let him do that shit. I'm going to do my shit. Savage going to do that street shit for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even have to do that shit. So,
but that's my whole thing of feeling like, yeah, because you right, like, he ain't worried about it. Like, yo, I love hip hop. I got a chance. I mean, he might feel like it was a blessing to be able to actually make a living off of it.
True.
Because how many people in life could actually do what they want to do in life?
Right.
You know what I mean? And make a living off of it.
Right. And when you think about it, in reality, that's what we really mad at. We're mad at the fact of he got all the success and he's somebody that we don't relate to.
Mm-hmm.
But again, going back to our fandom, the people that we relate to, are you buying their albums? Are you supporting them so that they can get that success? You can't just think like, yo, Kiss the man. You bought Kiss last album? No, I ain't buy that shit. But then you mad and like, I don't know why he ain't blowing up. You ain't even doing your part.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we mad about. We mad that he's so successful, then your favorite artist not as successful as him. That's what you mad about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that right there is with the whole who a guest, who not, who invited to the cookout, who right. not. I mean,
who the fuck holding the cookout?
Exactly.
Who holding it?
Like, barbershop nigga. He ain't invited. Oh my God. Life is over because the barbershop niggas don't fuck with me. The barbershop don't fuck with me. The street corner don't fuck with me. Do you think that some of these artists care? Like I said, they selling out football stadiums, bro. Know what I mean? They going on tour. They got to play at whatever place where the football stadium is at. So many people come to go see them. So.
Yeah, I think that's what Melly Mel went through, too. Shout out to Melly Mel. You know what I'm saying? Really? A pioneer. Mel, I think that.
Melly Mel would crush them.
You know what I mean? When he said his little shot at Eminem. I think that's what he felt, them. Though. Like, this ain't like what we built it on. The music that he doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you built it on. You just built.
Yeah, when y'all was putting the foundation.
Right.
We building a foundation, but you building a skyscraper. So now that it's all the way up in the sky.
Right.
You
mad at where it went.
Because you still the foundation. You're the foundation. You're looking up like.
Yeah.
Hold on, man. That's not what it's about. No, right. You built the foundation.
Yeah.
Now it's like, you know what I mean? So now you can't really relate to it because you was there on the ground level.
Right.
But what it looked like now, you can't relate to it.
Right.
Know what I mean? You can't relate to the people that are successful because, like I said, you can't relate to what they're saying.
True.
But to them, they do relate to the masses though. The masses didn't go through what a lot of people went through, I mean, what some of us went through, and they don't have our mentality, our mindset. Yeah. What I'm saying, you know, I'm speaking about the hood mindset, the neighborhood mindset. You know, I mean, if you somebody that grew up decent, grew up in the suburbs, or if you a woman, even if you grew up, you know what I'm saying? Like, my sisters don't have a hood mindset, even though we grew up in the same household.
Mm-hmm.
She don't.
Right.
She don't. She listens, she, this type of music she listened to. She listened to, you know, she listened to Missy. She listened to, you know, Destiny's Child, R&B and stuff like that. She didn't listen to the same music I listened to, even though we walking down the same streets, grew up on the same block, grew up in the same house.
Right.
Around the same things.
Yeah, y'all experience shit differently.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why I understand, we are not the majority.
Right.
The street corner, the barbershop dude is not, is the minority. We're not the majority.
It's not. Then we get mad at the artists that, we forget the business aspect of it. The artists that understand, like, yo, this shit not getting me far, I gotta change up how I do it. Then you be on some shit like, yo, bring the old Jay back. I don't like this new Jay. Dog, I gotta bring in a bigger audience. Shout out to Beyonce, you know what I'm saying, for announcing that she about to do a country album. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I heard the single on the joint. I was going to ask you that shit, like, what the fuck, the notes, a song for, from an R&B song to a country song? Because it sounds like just a fucking regular Beyonce song. I don't know if you heard it. It's called, like, 16 Carats. I don't even know if you heard it, but it sounds like a Beyonce song. But I guess because you say it's country, it goes in the country category. But sometimes as an artist, you got to do that. Yo, my fan base, y'all not supporting me the way I want to be supported, and I'm limited. I'm limited, you know what I'm saying? I have to grow because it's a business. I got to feed my family off of this shit. So if I make y'all mad, because that's how we get. No, they motherfuckers switched up on us. I don't like the new shit. You need to get back to the old shit. No, the old shit, he can barely feed his family off of that. It's a business at the end of the day.
Yeah, and then some people grow. Some people right. like just want to do so. Always wanted to try something different. Right, everybody don't want to stay the same.
Right.
Everybody don't want to stay the same. Know what I mean? Life goes on. People evolve. People grow.
Yeah, but now you're leaving me though.
Yeah. I'm supposed to still. Everybody's still supposed to rap the way they rapped 20 years ago.
Right.
No, yo. Jeezy used to be my man. Yo, remember when you spit that shit, dog?
Yeah.
Nah. I think he on some other shit.
Right.
He's supposed to be still rhyming like he straight up out the trenches. He been separated from that a while.
For a long time.
So you grow as a person.
Right.
Let me still rap like I'm still out there. So when I leave the studio, I'm going to the corner or something like that.
Right.
I'm going back to the trap house. That's not even my mind state no more.
Right.
Know what I mean? I'm not even in that type of mode. That type of mind frame. Yeah. Yeah, man. Jay got yo. Oh, man. I don't know what all this shit is. What he trying to... See, that's what I'm saying, yo. He was getting on Nas about trying to kick Nas. Now he trying to kick knowledge.
Right.
Yo, I don't even... This 444 shit. Yo, what the fuck is this? I mean, when that shit came... What the fuck is all this shit?
Yeah.
No, he got to get back to being Jay. No, he's being himself. He's growing as a person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't want
He's
you to grow.
As a person.
Where we from?
No,
we want
stay
you to
the
grow.
Same and give me the shit, but then...
Because I'm still the same nigga.
Right, so...
I'm still on the same corner that I've been on for 30 years.
So yeah, I'm still out here. I'm trying to sell crack. What year is it? Yeah, I'm trying to sell crack.
Yo, yeah, that's how we are though.
Nigga sit out here trying to sell crack.
You get mad at the motherfucker, yo. He think he better than us. He forgot he come from here though.
Right. Nah, nigga ain't forget that he came from here. That's what it is. Now I mean everybody's you say the same. I'm the same, so you say the same.
Right.
To give me type music I'm gonna listen to.
Right.
Know what I mean? So that's what it is, man. We kinda like some people just, you know what I mean? You too successful. Not, I mean, if you just came in, if anyone would have just came in and just been, you know, a rapper with success and you wasn't one of the biggest artists ever, dog, wouldn't nobody be saying none of that.
Nah.
Now, you can't be one of the biggest ever and, you know what I mean, and be black. Well, really, you can't even say that because people say damn the same thing about Drake.
Right.
People fucking hate the Drake. I'm like, well, if he wasn't so successful, one of the top artists, would you care?
Right.
You would say, all right, his music is all right, but he one of the top people. So, man, this shit, that's what I'm saying, yo. We got to start the real artists and all that. And no, yeah, they're just super successful, and you can say somebody you cannot relate to.
Right.
And my thing is, you are part, we got to understand that. Because people think because it started in certain hoods and neighborhoods that were, I mean, it started and it didn't stay there.
Right.
It grew. Now, I mean, it grew. So I wanted to grow but stay the same.
Right.
That don't even, that's counterproductive.
Right. Exactly.
And I mean, I wanted to grow but stay the same. No, so, all right, it started in the hoods and now it's all over the world. It's in people that ain't never been, ain't never struggled in their life. They never, they was never, they family was never on welfare. They never went to the store and spent food stamps in their life.
Right, right.
So because you can't relate to that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you might have come from the everyday struggle or whatever, or you know, that part of life where, you know, elements of the street and all that's going on, and it done went somewhere that you can't relate to. Because, right, for example, I was watching, I was on, once again, I was on Twitter, and they were showing, like, kids, I guess they said they was from, like, Japan.
Mm.
They was, like, doing hip-hop, like, dancing and all that and rapping. And everybody like, look at this. You know what I mean? Look what they doing. They copying the style and all this and that. And then what they know about that in Japan? Hip-hop is worldwide now, bro. Right. But you think because they not sitting on no street corner with no, you know what I mean? A pointing no gun in the camera and all that. Right. You can't relate to it.
Right.
No, some people out there that can relate to the hip-hop of, I just want to rap and I want to, you know what I mean? I want to dance.
Right.
They, you know what I mean? They relate to that. Yeah, yeah. I think that really what it is you're popular, but I don't relate to you.
Yeah.
So my opinion matters.
Yeah.
Your opinion matters to you, bruh. The yeah. world don't revolve around you.
Yeah, that's
some
the
people
problem.
Just can't.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm.
Yeah,
yo,
that's the
I'm,
problem.
And I'm going to keep it real in hip hop. The world, I mean, everything don't revolve around the hood. Yes, do they get, is our, do people come in? Not just people, no companies and all that stuff like that come in and take our style and stuff like that and our creativity. Yeah, they do that. They use that to make money. But everything doesn't revolve around us.
Right.
And I think that some people, you know what I mean, the hood, everything doesn't revolve around the hood. You know what I mean? And some people just cannot deal with that. That it's not, we not the end all be all.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's why I understand how some people feel like we started something that we don't have no ownership of and we can't control.
Right.
Because people be mad, like, they just come in, take the style. Yes. Okay. Is it their fault that we don't own nothing?
Right.
By now?
right. They got to sit back and wait for us. When y'all going to start buying some shit up so we can jump in there? Right. Like, yeah. Like, they got to wait for us to start doing something.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, that's really what it is. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop has kind of, the hood don't move the needle no more. I mean, something can start. You know what I'm saying? It's black people that are very, you know what I mean, creative. But like I said, hip-hop is all different type of people in it now.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's very creative, you know, as far as, you know, musically, you know what I'm saying? As far as like the, you know, graffiti art, stuff like that, artists and all that, and dancing, know what I'm saying? Dancing and all that. But if you don't own nothing, and like I said, when it grow, you be mad because it grow. It ain't going to stay here. So it's like, all right, damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Right.
Ain't nobody recognizing us and all that. And we need to win, you know what I mean? We need to win awards and all this and that. And anybody recognize it. When they do recognize it, all right, they got the Grammys, but how such and such win?
right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Yo, man, how this person went, how that person went. All right, you mad when they wasn't, people wasn't acknowledging this when they do. But no, acknowledge us, but the people we want to win all the time, they should win. The people you like. Well, the people you like is street corner rappers. And that don't move the needle in the world. It don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? So people recognize that. You know what I mean? Yeah, we love the hood 50 Cent.
Yeah.
He knew what he had to do in order to grow.
Hell yeah.
He He knew what he had to do in order to grow. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
He knew exactly what he had to do to grow his audience. He had to become more relatable. You know what I mean? I remember, I think it was Mace talking about when he first met Diddy. And he said, Diddy was telling him, like, no, you got to make these type of songs in order to get to a certain level. If you want to be a superstar.
Right.
And he said, yo, if you just want to be a nigga that's going to say, yo, he just a hell nigga, he just a dope rapper. He said, yeah, you can do, you keep making music like that, but that's how far you're going to go. People just saying you just a dope nigga. Now I mean, you're just a dope rapper. But if you want to be a superstar, you got to make some records like this.
Right.
And that's the truth. Now I mean, because you've seen the formula that, now I mean, that worked with Biggie and that worked with Mace.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
You see what I'm saying? Even with people who may have necessarily wanted to make the records, because a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people don't even know the earlier stuff for 50 Cent and all that we know.
Right.
We know the mixtape, Gene. You know what I mean? Them putting the guns on the cover and all that.
Shout out to K-Slate. K-Slate kept a 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
you know what I mean? Rest in peace to K-Slate. Yeah, definitely. Street Sweepers.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So that right there is a perfect example of how, like, it's some people that don't know about none of the stuff that we know about past in the club. It's some people that they don't even know in the, I mean, they think they favorite record is In the Club. Right. Y'all remember when In the Club first came out? No, my shit is the mixtape shit.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? It's some people that have no clue, like, what's this? I listen to a record. When did this record come out? 50 Cent's talking about robbing everybody.
Yeah, how to rob. Yeah.
Dog, they ain't know nothing about that. They don't even know 50, they was 50 Cent from In the Club.
Yeah.
They know nothing about. They don't even know 50 Cent from Get. Some people think Get Rich or Die Trying is the first music 50 ever made.
Right.
They have no clue about the stuff that was earlier.
Yeah, you're right. Because I remember when Jay-Z said the line, he's like, I'm about a dollar. What the fuck is 50 Cent? People didn't know what he was talking about.
Right.
They didn't know who he was talking about at all. Right. But that's like when How to Rob came out and Jay was just responding back to that Jay.
So
we asked the wrong questions, man. We make the wrong statements. We talking about the statement of is Eminem invited to the cookout? No, we need to figure out how to fucking get Killer Mike, you know what I'm saying, to the forefront of the cookout. Cause y'all on some shit like, who's Killer Mike? We need to figure out how to get Fab to the forefront of the cookout. Cause everybody like, yo, Fab be killing shit. All right, when he gonna get that album that y'all wanna support him behind, and we gonna be like, yo, this joint did numbers. When Kiss gonna get the album that y'all gonna support, get behind, and he gonna do numbers. So, I mean, we worried about who to keep out, but the motherfuckers in, you know what I'm saying? We need to put them in a position where they winning.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man, like, that's the shit we do. But then again, it go back to like what you said before. Hey, I'm still where I'm at, so as long as they still where they at, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that, man. Is Eminem in the cookout? Man, he have his own fucking cookout.
Right.
Don't invite it. And y'all not invited. So I'm saying,
you know what
man.
I mean? So, yeah, he like, man, yeah, I'm having my cookout. My cookout is at the football stadium.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm at my own cookout. None of y'all invited to my cookout.
Right. You know what I mean? I'm packing out football stadiums. You know what I mean? But you really got people that, yeah, man, we kind of holding on to that. People kind of holding on to, now I mean, what we say matters so much. Trust me, if it did, most of this hip hop wouldn't matter. Most of this hip hop is going on with or without the hood's approval.
True.
And like I said, you talking about the dudes. The chicks is with it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Chicks move the needle anyway.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't care nothing what you talking about when it comes to a person like Drake or somebody like that, or, you know, some people who do like Eminem. I know a lot of chicks who love Eminem.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know chicks who love Eminem.
Yep.
They hood chicks. But they love Eminem though.
Great thing about it, I think that the beef I was, cause I wanted to see like where this shit started with him and Benzino. It kind of started like off of what we talking about. Cause it's like Eminem and Benzino first had a beef in 2002. You know what I mean? When the Source magazine, which Benzino co-owned, gave Eminem's critically acclaimed album, The Eminem Show, a 4 out of 5 rating. They say, yeah, I mean, later on, Benzino finally admitted to blocking the record from a perfect score. So he did that shit on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want, why should you have a perfect score? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, but then you doing your magazine a disservice, though, because of shit like that. Personal reasons, my emotions not going to allow me to, come on, man. Like, you doing your magazine a disservice. You're doing the people that read the magazine a disservice then.
He might have felt like,
oh, hell
I gotta
yeah.
I gotta stay true to the hood.
Hell yeah.
I'm a hood dude. I gotta stay true to the street corner. I gotta stay true to the hood.
Right.
I gotta stay true to the street corner. I gotta stay true to the barbershop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that might be where that decision came from.
Right.
Cause know what I mean? He might have felt like I gotta stay true to where I come from. And then most people don't rock with that.
Right.
So, yeah, man, that right there, man. But, yeah, man, you're going to make this joint too long, man.
The shit that, when you think about it, though, the shit is weird that we would tell Eminem, you're not invited to the cookout. What label or what publishing company, you know what I'm saying, or what, like, how many of those are owned by white people?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not invited, but when it's time for me to get signed, I'm gonna run to the white man to get the deal. But Eminem, you're not invited because you rap like I rap. Like, that's it. Don't make no sense. It don't make no fucking sense, yo.
Yeah, that's crazy, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That shit crazy. Like, all right, you know what I mean? He not invited. The motherfucker that's writing the check out to you, like, all these streaming companies now, really, you gotta keep your fingers crossed. Like, the shit that we go through with this, you gotta keep your fingers that the numbers is right. And then cut me a check that, you know what I'm saying, is adequate. Apple, Tidal, like Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers is not ran by people that look like us. That's what I'm saying. Like, but you're not invited.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not invited. So if they say, well, we ain't paid what we supposed to pay, be happy with that because you're a guest.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, all right, man, that shit don't make no sense.
Yeah.
We look at shit on such a low level. You know what I mean? We worry about this low level shit that we missing the picture. You know what I'm saying? We missing the fucking picture. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit wild. You not invited. All right, man.
Yeah, but yeah, man, that right.
I don't even know if you got to talk about the shit you wanted to talk about. We was kind of like sidetracking throughout this whole joint.
I don't know. I forgot. What was I going to talk about, too?
The Benzino Eminem, you know what I mean, Jane?
Man, this episode is pretty much over at this point. I mean, do we really got to talk about it? Now, I mean, to me, man, it's tired, man, to me. Now, I mean, it need to be done and over with at this point. It really do. Now, I mean, it need to be done and over with. I don't see no reason for it no more. I can understand why Eminem might feel the way he feels, especially when the news came out that Benzino did that on purpose.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? It's not like that was somebody's honest opinion of it. You know what I mean? You kind of like said, oh, no, they can't have that. You know what I mean? Make this the rating. So I can understand, I mean, the whole, if that's true, that's where it begun at, where it started at. But, yeah, man, now I mean, it need to be over with. Now I mean, ain't no reason. It ain't no reason, unless, like I said, man, we don't know everything. I don't know what may happen. But behind the scenes, we're a part of the public.
Right.
Know what I mean? Just like y'all, we have no clue what happened behind the scenes, that stuff that the public may not know nothing about. And that may be why it's still going on. I have no clue. But from my perspective, it just need to be done and over with. And like I said, man, I mean, like you said, Eminem probably don't give a damn. He might feel like, man, you know what I mean? How many people can do what they say they want to do with their life and make a living at it? He might be cool. You know what I mean? Cool with that. Like, yo, I loved hip hop and I was actually did it for a living. Able to do it for a living.
Right.
They may just be grateful with that. Like, yo, how many people can do what they want to do with their life? Just that. Not even that new rapper. Just period. Just I'm doing what I want to do with my life. You know what I mean? I actually was able to make a living off something that I loved and what I really wanted to do. So he may not even care, you know what I'm saying? Right. Not care like he don't give a damn at all, but he might be like, listen, man, I was blessed to have that opportunity. You know what I'm saying? And that actually happened for me. So, yeah, man, it's not really his prime. It's really our prime. And I say our prime, the community, like I said, the hood, the street corner mentality, the hood mentality, the barbershop mentality, type mentality.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's really our issue. It's not him that we throwing it on him. Like, he's supposed to feel bad if everybody don't approve of him. Nah, it's not affecting him none. As you can see, he became one of the biggest artists ever.
Say Eminem is the 10th best-selling artist of all time.
Yeah, and that's not hip-hop, that's of all time. That's
of all time. They say the closest rapper to him is Drake.
See?
At 41.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. See what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so trust me.
Because we didn't, the couple hundred thousands of us sort of me not invited, but the millions of motherfuckers over there, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so man, ain't no need to take this joint no further. Now, I mean, I'm just saying because every time something happened or one of his albums come out or anything got to do with him and his name pop up, this whole debate come up.
That's some shit that we worry about, though. Right? Just like I said with basketball, you never hear white people like, "Well, Jordan's not invited."
Right.
Jerry West.
Right.
Jerry West is the. You know what I mean, like, you don't never hear. We talk about dumb shit like that. We worry about the dumbest of shit.
Jerry West, the logo.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jerry West is the GOAT. See, Michael and LeBron aren't invited because it was started. Naismith is a white man. So that's what I'm saying. Like, we worry about the dumbest of shit, man. Who cares? You know what I mean? Who cares, man? Mm-hmm. You know, Eminem, you know what I'm saying? If he your favorite, he your favorite. If he not your favorite, he not your favorite. The one thing I hate about rap music is that if you tell a motherfucker that you don't like something, you a hater.
Yeah.
Why am I hating? Because I don't like it. I just don't like that. Mm-hmm. You a hater, yo. No, I gotta like what you like.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Like,
everybody think the world revolves around them.
Right.
Some people can't be objective. Everybody think the world revolves around them. So everybody's supposed to like whatever they like.
Right, right.
And that's it. You know what I mean? That's it. But no, all right, before we get out of here, I do wanna how people say, I'm gonna talk about this. The whole Jay-Z and Eminem renegade thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's saying that. A lot of people say that Eminem kind of out-rapped him on his own record. And some people feel like, well, he didn't get out-rapped. When Nas said that, that put it in everybody's head that he did. From listening to the record, I don't think he out-rapped Jay. Now, I mean, was he saying dope? Okay, I feel like they both was kind of, they both were saying dope. So I can admit that, you know, I'm not one of the people that say Eminem is just garbage just because I don't listen to him on a daily basis. No, now I mean, the record came out decent. Do I think that he just completely just washed Jay on his record? No, I don't feel that way. Some people do feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And for the record, I feel like the only time I've ever heard somebody be on a record with Jay and not watched him but kind of out rapped him was Beans.
Which was your joint?
Once Again It's On.
Okay.
I think that's the only record I've ever heard that Jay was on somebody else and somebody else to me out rapped him. You know what I mean? But I don't, so not out-rapping like his was garbage, but Beans just killed that shit.
Yeah.
He completely killed that shit. So that's the only time, from my experience, from what I can remember, that's the only time I ever heard that I felt like, all right, somebody was on a record and Jay was on a record, but the other person out-rapped Jay. That's only, to me, that's the only time. Now I know people gonna jump in the comments, this and that, and this never happened, or he didn't out-rap, Beans didn't out-rapping that time, or is there gonna be people that might jump in there and say, well, this record, I feel like somebody I rap Jay on this record or that record.
Yeah.
Or some people feel like DMX got him on Money Cash Hoes.
Yeah, a lot of people say that too.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, I ain't gonna get into all that.
Yeah, a lot of people say that.
Yeah, so, but to me, that's the only time I ever felt like Jay's on record with somebody and somebody out rapped him.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I feel you. I'm saying Seagull hard like corn liquor.
Nah, man. Right. Take the world like he was born, nigga.
Yeah.
Butt naked, covered in blood, gasping for air. He killed that shit.
Yeah, he did. He definitely did. Shout out to him. Seagull got a lot of drinks. I don't know. Maybe because we from Philly. That, yeah, I mean, I can still listen to Seagull all day because. You know what I mean? That Jay, like, you know what I mean? Open up the whole strip like Monopoly and then one of y'all to land on my property. Seagull got a lot of shit. Shout out to Seagull, man. Like, I don't know why Seagull not as big as he was because, yo, Seagull, lyrically, fucking monster.
Because niggas don't buy the records. Yeah, he dope as shit. Seagull's ain't never bought the record.
Dog.
Now, I mean, matter of fact, now, I mean, everybody, yo, wasn't this, damn, glad you brought that up. This is like the... Ain't it like the anniversary? I don't know if it's the 20. I'm pretty sure. No, it's got to be past 20. That joint came out in like the 90s, right? The Truth?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ain't it like the 25th anniversary of The Truth?
It could be.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I've seen that somewhere.
Oh, man.
I think it's like the 25th anniversary of his first album. You know what I mean? Y'all go buy that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go buy that. You know what I mean? At least buy a song or two. Now, I mean, y'all can spend 99 cents for a song or two. I don't want to hear that shit. Know what I'm saying? Y'all can go buy the album. I don't give a damn if y'all bought it before. Now, I mean, go buy it again. Now, I mean, ain't nothing but a couple strokes on you. Now, I mean, whatever, your phone. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that joint. Yeah, that was classic.
Was classic. Yeah, I think it's the anniversary of his first album, man. So, yeah, know what I mean? Yo, go cop that again. Know what I mean? Or, know what I mean, at least... Spend a couple of dollars on a few songs here and there. Now I'm saying y'all gonna spend $2-3 on 2-3 songs or whatever. I don't mean it or however much they charge you. I think Apple Music what they charge like 99 cents a song or something like 99 that.
99 cents a single.
Yeah. Now I mean go and do that. Like I said, now I mean The Truth is my that's my favorite Kanye beat.
Okay.
Now I mean, like I know a lot of people gonna give them that. Kanye got a lot of heat, yo. No, that's the joint that resonated with me because that beat was dope as hell to me before I even knew who Kanye was.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, but to me, that's always going to be my favorite Kanye beat. Of course, Kanye is one of the greatest producers of all time. He's proved that over time. He's one of the greatest producers, but that's going to always be the dopest Kanye beat to me.
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
And Seagull killed that shit.
Yeah. He did. That beat was dark as shit too.
That's why I felt that shit. Like,
that beat was dark as shit.
Ew, dog. How come that wasn't on one of the fucking top? One of the top beats. Forgot about that.
To me,
that was one of the top beats of all time in hip hop. Yeah. That shit was ill as shit, man. Some of the beats they had on there. I'm sorry. Some of the beats they had on that goddamn on that list. Damn, had that make no sense even being on there.
I feel you.
Know what I mean?
Yeah,
man, pretty much done with this one, man.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all heard it from us. When the cookout come, you know what I mean? Don't be surprised we show up, man. It's the Earn and ISO show. And if you don't know, now you know. We out of here, y'all. Peace.